HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogaine with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98.
Guy called and told Drew just a second ago. I was like, I just found it. So that one wasn't found, and we thought it was for sure, but there they found it. Now all you people disperse and leave the fine people of the Point Hilton alone.
Don't get John in trouble.
I don't care. Doesn't bother me. I don't want you guys to get arrested for trespassing. At a certain point, that's bad.
I peed in their fountain before.
I'll say what? You did what?
I've peed in that fountain before.
Have you? Well, there you go. Well, nice. Hopefully the statute of limitations is up on that.
You are a degenerate.
You're a horrible
person.
But
no, that was like 15 years ago.
Doesn't matter. Still a horrible little thing. And you're bragging about it now.
Yeah, I know. I was drunk.
Of course you
it's
were
like
drunk.
Right there, right by my yeah. All right. I don't blame you.
Just... Well, you know, I mean, it sounds fun, but geez, keep it to yourself, man. You're on the radio for crying out loud. It is time now for your Guadalupe Squares, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a girl and a boy waiting online. The Squares, just like the Hollywood Squares, only completely different. And here's your host, Mr. Creepy Berger on Creepy.
Thank you, Johnny. Starting in the top left corner, he loves the Easter cake hunt. It's President Trump.
It's one of the greatest ideas I've ever come up with was a bunny that hides things because a man died for some other guy.
Jesus.
Anyway, was a brilliant, Mueller report.
Oh.
He's going to die for my sins, which is really big of him. And then also I'm going to hide things around. And I'm going to do it. I'm an innocent man, by the way. That's what you need to know.
Oh, okay.
Everyone, that's the headline.
Sure.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to go national with the Easter keg hunt. I'm hiding them all over the place. Every state that voted for me, every red state, all the Hillary states, you guys can go eat weenies. I'm going to go ahead and hide them in all the red states, kegs.
Well, maybe you could turn the blue states into red
maybe
states.
Maybe I could just burn the blue states out and just we'll have them. Red states, if you find a keg, no taxes for you. No taxes
wow.
for you.
What a deal.
Blue states, double the taxes to make up for all these kegs I'm going to be hiding in the good states.
Top middle square. It's Andy Serkis' birthday. He's 55. Smiggle and Gollum is here to celebrate.
The keg hunt is over. Oh. And we can touch the money. Yeah. This present takes it from me for us. This last woman for us, precious for us.
What would you do with the money, Smeagol and or Gollum?
The shampoo.
Of course you'd buy some
fish. Nice ice cream.
Would you buy land?
Our only wish is to catch a fish so juicy sweet.
Well done. Thank you, Smeagol and Gollum.
Top right square. He's directing another movie somehow. It's Clint Eastwood.
I don't even know how to insult that thing. What is that?
Smeagol and Gollum.
It's like
Lord of the Rings. You ever watch that?
He looks like he needs some iron. Get that thing a steak.
Yeah.
Get
it. He's a little skinny.
Curse it! Curse it and crush it!
The hell is that accent? Is that Spanish?
It's Hmong.
He likes the fish. The Hmong like fish. They drag it over to your house every time someone in your family's sick. All right. Keep that little Indo-Chinese thing away from my house. That's all I care
about. Sorry about that, Clint.
I got a lot of valuable stuff.
Fernie!
Go see my movie about Richard Jewell. I'm never going to die. Make a movie every couple weeks.
Middle left
square. All right, on with the game, Mick.
Middle left square, it's our little friend, Chewy, the rock and roll midget. Back again.
Hooray!
Hey! I was going to start dancing with the Lollipop Guild, the Gollum song that started... I was going to go up to that square and
start
dancing.
Do you do any impressions, Chewy?
No.
Not one?
No.
Something.
I mean, I'm a midget.
You're doing an impression. You're doing a hell of an impression of that.
Hola. Bienvenido.
Yeah, Edward James Olmos.
Edward.
Something like that.
Stupid Fat Hobbit is what I think your impression is.
Stupid Fat Hobbit, yes.
All right, moving on. The middle square. It's Easter. So, of course, Brady Bogan's in the square with his buddy, Jesus Christ.
Not quite Easter yet.
That's almost Easter. Good Friday.
Sunday. Today's the day we kill him. Well, that's a good thing.
Why are you laughing?
Because it's a good thing. It's the happiest day ever. We nail the guy to the cross. He bleeds out in 3 days. Oh, it's bad news, man. And then we stick him in the ground and ignore him. And, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jesus.
Chocolate for everyone.
I love you all. So here is chocolate and rabbits and toys and such.
Isn't he great?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus gave us chocolate. And on the eighth day, the Lord gave us chocolat.
I don't think he's
saying. Thanks, Jesus. How's it going?
Not good, Brady, not good. Look around you. There are three mistakes in this room. A Jew, a midget, and Eric.
Stupid fat hobbit!
Screw you, Jesus.
Middle right square.
Nail me instead. I don't like screws. Yeah, takes too long.
You shouldn't say that. That's really bad. Middle right square is his birthday. I think he's going to be 130 or something.
That's right.
Adolf Hitler.
I did it all for Zanuki. Come on, Zanuki.
Oh, you're going to the show?
But you can take that cookie and stick it up your ass. Stick it up your ass. Stick it up your ass. Thanks for throwing a party for my birthday, you guys. Great work.
Can you do stage announcements for us?
Of course I do. Here it comes. Everyone pay attention to the Limp Biscuits. Leave them on the biscuits.
How's hell?
Better than you'd have thought. It's not so bad. Oh, I fit in. I fit in real well.
That makes sense.
Yes. We're going to have a huge party for my 130th birthday tomorrow. Riverfield Park.
Larry's going to come. Is that okay?
Larry will be there. Of course it's okay. I have plans for you.
Yeah. It'll be nice to them. It'll be nice to us.
Thank you for throwing a party for me, Larry. That's very big of you.
Man, process. Man plus.
That was the original name of my book. Mind Precious. Mind Precious. But I changed it to Mein Kampf.
Heil Precious?
Mind Precious.
Oh.
Force.
Because you got to have faith, faith, faith. Right. Ooh, the faith.
You're a big fan. I didn't realize.
Baby.
Bottom left square. Brady, Secret Square. Give us a hit, Brady.
Whoa. I'm 43. Melissa and Joey. Whoa!
I think I got it.
Blossom. Whoa!
He sounds a little bit older.
Give me a break. Whoa!
Very old.
I'm 43.
Bottom middle.
It's if Wilford Brimley were one of the Lawrence twins.
he would have been 84, but he's dead. It's Dudley Moore.
I wish I had a dime for every dime I have. Don't you hate Perry's wife? These are all quotes no one will get anymore.
We still love you, Dudley.
Don't you hate irrelevance?
It was a tank movie you did that one time. You remember
Best
that?
Best Defense with Eddie Murphy. Yeah. It was great.
That was solid.
Drive me around the park, Eric. You know how I love the park.
I know.
All quotes from a movie forgotten. One of the best ever. How's that theme song? I know it's crazy. Dudley, I love you. I've got a fan. What's your name again? They called me Adolf Hitler. I thought you were Charlie Chaplin. This is taking quite an ugly turn, hasn't it?
Yeah, don't talk to him.
Brady, get me a drink. I don't know what you want. What is it, like Kool-Aid? What are you into? All right, never mind, Brady. Gollum, I'm with you. You and I go out and look for stuff together. It's bad. This place is horrible. Don't you just hate Adolf's wife?
I do. Bottom right square. It's our boss, Trip Reeb, in the bottom right.
Yeah. All right. Easter keg hunt.
That's all over.
Yeah, it's over.
Galactic.
Now we got. Yeah, we went galactic. I don't know if you guys saw that. We were trending galactically.
Are you impressed?
Yeah, very. Because, well, by the way, while you guys did that little known thing, KDKB was trending interbuilding.
No.
Yeah, they actually had three or four people in the building who went to work today recognizing that it's still a thing. So, yeah, you guys were galactic, and your sister station actually turned on this morning. It's pretty good stuff.
Small steps.
Well, no steps. It's the quadriplegia of radio.
All right, we got Heather and Clint on the line.
Okay. Heather, are you there?
I'm here.
Clint, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, Heather, your first. Pick a square. Go.
Middle square.
Hey, that's me.
Easter Brady and Jesus.
All right. What denomination of Jesus lover are you, Heather?
I'm like you, Brady. I'm Christian.
You're a Christian. Are you a good one or are you a whore? Should you be stoned? You should be stoned outside city limits for your behavior in high school, I bet.
You betcha.
Okay, tell me what you've done wrong in the last 48 hours, because Jesus is standing right next to me. He'll fix it.
Probably just drank a little too much.
That's okay. Was it the blood of me?
And I sent a picture of my cans.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah? Well, to jesus.christ@heavenmail.com.
Can you send it to Jesus for him?
Can you send me those? I'm looking at him right now. Don't fool yourself.
Jesus can see him. You sent pictures of your cans, huh?
Yeah, this morning for a clue.
Yeah, did you get a keg?
I didn't find it.
Whore! You did it just for yourself!
Wait a minute. Jesus has x-ray vision and he can see through clothes?
Yes, Eric, I do. I can also see that your liver is in big trouble.
Oh, jeez.
I've done an x-ray of Eric. Ugh.
All right, here's your question, guys. True or false? A goldfish has a memory span of 3 seconds. True or false?
Hey, Jesus. How about that church fire, huh?
Yeah, we don't like to talk about that, Brady. Damn Parisians.
Yeah, that was no good. You were in the fire, too. Everybody saw it. It's all over the interwebs. You showed up in that fire.
Right. Looked like Jesus in hell. It was kind of a neat trick I pulled. I'm like a parlor magician. Anyway, please give your money, billions at a time, to rebuild Notre Dame for Jesus and his friend Heather.
Why not help out the poor or something?
I've already tried that. Doesn't work.
Okay.
Just build me awesome stuff. You'll get in.
Goldfish has a memory span of 3 seconds. Wow, I don't know why you'd do that to goldfish. That's kind of mean, isn't it?
Hey, Jesus. What about them goldfish, huh? Well, you can tell them something, they forget it like 3 seconds later. Can't rely on a goldfish to get things done, that's for sure.
Brady, I'm not sure you're much better than the goldfish themselves.
Yeah. What'd he say? I forgot. It doesn't really matter. I can double that. Goldfish have no memory at all.
All right.
I've proven it. Because I've jerked off in front of them before. You know about my thing with fish.
Yeah.
Not one of them has ever looked at me sideways afterwards. They never remember.
All right. Well, he's saying false. They have no memory span at all. Do you agree or disagree?
I'll disagree.
That's right. It is true.
What?
Heather gets a square.
Goldfish.
X gets square. All right, Clint, you're up. Pick a square.
Well, I'll take Clint in the upper right.
Clint Eastwood. Clint's taking Clint.
Clint. That's good.
It's nice.
I like your name, kid. You're going places so long as you're white.
What do you mean by that?
That I am.
All right, you're two for two. Great name.
Come on, Clint.
You might be Junior. Could be one of your kids.
You could be one of mine. Who knows? I have an indeterminate amount of children, according to Wikipedia. you might be one.
You're like a Mormon or something.
What's your last name?
Ogden.
Nail a girl named Ogden?
I have nailed several girls in Ogden named Ogden otherwise. It was a great time. The 70s were amazing. You just grabbed them by the puss.
Whoa.
I told you that's how America used to be. That's why I want to make it great that way again. Anyway, right. Do I have a question yet?
Yeah, I got a question.
By the way, girl contestant whose name I forgot?
Heather, her name's
Send
Heather.
Me a shot of your cans.
You don't have to do that.
Sure you do.
I did.
No, I don't have email. Just do it through the mail.
Yeah, it's a different ad. It's not the same as Jesus.
I don't have time for all that computer oobity-jubity. Overnight that.
Here's your
fired over FedEx.
True or false? Your heart beats over 1 million times a day, Clint. Is that true or false?
Your heart beats a million times a day? Well, the average pulse is like 65 to 70 a minute.
You'd
have to
math?
Up that quite a bit, I think, to get to a million. Mine, however, beats 13 times a day.
13? That's
it? Down to 13 times a day.
Wow. You should get that checked.
Every time I take a dump, it's like somebody opened a mummy's tomb. Dust.
True or false? So you're saying
dust.
False?
I'll say that's false. There's no way. A million times a day, you'd be racing. Like, maybe Chewy on the because he's tiny, like a little hummingbird person.
All right,
how many times does his heart beat a day?
I don't know.
Seven. Listen, we've got it right. Listen to that. It's over a million.
That could be
so midgets are a million, and us normals, probably a whole bunch less than that.
All right, he says false. You agree or disagree?
I'll agree.
That's right, it is false. Oh, get square. All right, Heather, you're going to pick square.
I'll pick Trump, top left.
Great choice. Excellent President job. Trump. You're the type of girl that makes America great. Flashing your cans for money. That's what we were built on. That's why we left England in the first place. Good work. Little girls who claim to be Christian who fire their boobies over in the hopes of cash and prizes.
That's made America great again.
Happy Easter, everyone.
Here's your question, Mr. President. True or false?
I forgive you.
JFK was the 25th president. Is that true or false?
By the way, every woman that sends me a picture of their cans right now, if they're acceptable or nice, I don't want any of them sloppy, you know, gross ones hanging down with marks and things. I want the good ones, possibly
not like
upgraded.
Roses.
You want? Oh God, Rosie O'Donnell's breasts are the litmus test for hell. By the way, Heather, I also like to be peed on. Would you come over here and pee on me for a keg?
No, I'm a nurse. I clean that stuff up.
But would you pee on me sexually for a keg?
Mr. President, I don't think you should be
Shut up, Eric. I'm in charge of the world.
A little too far.
All right, so you draw lines. That's how you still call yourself Christian. I get it. All right, I'll say JFK was the 24th and a half president.
Okay. So he's saying...
So I'm saying it's false. I don't know what number he was, but he didn't make it all the way.
All right.
So he's 23rd or 24th and a half.
He says false. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
That's right. It is false. Nice. Actually, 35th, Mr. President.
Either way, not a full president.
Okay. X gets square. I Clint, you can take Trip or Eat for the block.
Yeah, let's take Trip.
Yeah. All right. Are you going to U-Fest tomorrow, Clint?
I don't have it on my calendar.
Oh.
No.
Wow. Whoa. What a diplomatic way of saying no. You ever listen to KDKB?
Who are they?
Exactly. I don't even know where it is, and I run it.
Well, it's in the building here somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere down the hall. I don't like to go down there. Too many gays.
Trip, you can't say that.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, but I mean, you can't say that.
Larry.
Bitter party of one.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Yeah.
All right. Here's your question.
Ooh.
Trips.
Yeah.
Ancient Egyptians slept on pillows made of stone. True or false?
Ancient Egyptians.
You ever been to ancient Egypt?
I have.
Eh.
It was all right. The pillows weren't very nice.
Oh, made of stone, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. I'll say, Yeah, sure, why not? Yeah.
All right, he says true. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Oh, actually, was true.
Jesus.
X gets square.
She's
Heather
a champion. Wins. Heather's the champion. Woo, nicely done, Heather. Thanks for your cans. It all paid off. It all paid off, Heather. Showing your cans was great. Sorry you didn't get chosen today, Gollum. I really couldn't have thought you were...
Nudgets.
What?
Nudgets, you say? What's Nudgets, precious?
He's next to you.
Wicked. Tricksy. False. No, not false and tricksy.
I think he wants your ring.
No ring.
What, do you want my midget?
Yes. He wants a midget. No, we don't want the midget.
What are you going to do with him?
We only want the ring.
The ring of the midget?
We only want the ring. The cock ring.
No, you don't want that.
No, you don't want the cock ring.
Of the midget?
Mine's gold.
It is?
Yes, we want the ring. The cock ring.
Okay.
Go ahead, get it off.
Well, yeah, if you can get it off him, it's yours. It's like Excalibur.
Cock ring crew.
All right. Weird.
I'm a fool.
Thank you, Uncle Larry. That's it. Let's get out of here.
Stop touching me. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. Haven't had Gollum in for a long time.
He's been missing.
Well, that's right. Larry is going to be out tonight at Octane Raceway.
I will?
Mopping up all the puddles.
I will.
Yeah, you're going to be cleaning up tonight, right?
Yeah, they've got this thing where I have to work after hours. I have to mop and...
No. You're going to be cleaning up.
Oh, that.
You're going to be an ass magnet.
Yeah, the Octane Raceway, they've got me like a mop and a janitor outfit.
Chicks are going to, because you're covered in the poon. You got to mop it up.
That too.
Buckets of it, right?
Sure, man.
Come out and meet Larry.
Come on
out. It's
going to be awesome.
Yes.
Right, Brady?
We're gonna
me and Brady together, we're going to slay it.
Brady's fine. You need this tonight.
I do?
Octane Raceway.
Nah.
$5,000 and Larry's
You're not bringing
body.
Your daughter, are you? You're bringing your daughter?
Nah.
You're not?
Nah.
Oh, you're free tonight.
Yeah, crushing puss.
Maybe after we'll go over to the casino together.
No, man. Got U-Fest tomorrow. Got to be there at 3 o'clock in the morning. Sorry.
Larry. All right, tonight, Octane Raceway. Thanks to everybody who hunted safely. It was a beautiful thing. The keg hunt is over. You guys did great once again. Please disperse from areas where the kegs have been found. Stop bothering the people. And to everyone we bothered, we're sorry right away.
By the way, right before the Guadalupe scores, we did have one keg called in. I think it means that Doug wins whatever bet they had going on because I think it was Nicole's keg that was called in.
Doug and Nicole had a bet to see who the last one found
was.
They
bet for like a six-pack of beer.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind then.
What are you going to do? Either way, they're all in. We're pretty sure. If you stumble across one this afternoon, it's a complete fluke, but maybe. But for the most part, they're all in. Go over to those locations. They're awesome. The Ride Now locations in Goodyear, Peoria, and Chandler. And then, of course, Arrowhead Harley and Chandler Harley both have places you can sign up. They're going to do a drawing at noon. Get over there. You can draw and maybe still get yourself one of those kegs. That is just about it for us. We'll see you guys tonight talking Sequoia in the 101 in Scottsdale over there at Octane Raceway. Good luck to all of you. Somebody has a $5,000 keg in their possession. We'll find out who tonight. You have a great weekend. We'll see you tomorrow in the Morning Sickness. Oh!
98.
Oh my gosh.
98.
Shut the front door. Yeah.